Welcome back. I'm Dr. Catherine Messagey, Guru Catherine, founder at Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal journey. And I want to talk today about what's coming. What is decentralization? The philosophy of decentralization, why it's such a big deal right now, and what the short-term and longer-term effects of decentralization are going to be on you personally, on governments around the world and governance as a concept, and on society at large long-term. So let's get into it. You're going to want to be aware of this because these are the trends that are going to be affecting your life for the next several decades, and not just your life, your career, your money, and everything else in between. So let's get started. Decentralization is simply the idea of taking systems and products that used to be centralized, or that you are used to them being centralized in your life, and distributing them out to the individual level. So for example, simple idea, you have social media that you're used to, Facebook, LinkedIn, X, and so on. You now have decentralized versions of those where there is no middleman and you can profit off your time and attention directly instead of letting Facebook profit off of your time and attention. That's what decentralization does. So let's zoom out a little bit at the overall larger trend and where this is going. So for you in your personal life, this is the first place you're going to feel this trend. You're going to see the ability to profit from your own time and attention. And I get it, you've never done this before. I get it, you're used to just, I'm gonna go to Facebook and I'm gonna let them profit off of all the ads that show up in my feed. No, 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 now you get a chance. When you look at an ad, you get paid. That's what decentralization is going to do for you, and it can do that for you today. So if you have not played with it, go make a Geode account and try it out. It's an easy, free way to try it out, and you can see what that's like. The ability to profit from your own time, attention, and productivity directly by simply removing the middleman out of all of these systems that you are used to, that's going to start affecting your career, the job opportunities that are open to you, the way that we work, and the way that we build wealth, right? Because you are working a job. Why? Because you need a paycheck, because you need to pay rent, you need to buy groceries, etc. The kind of jobs that are open right now are the kind of jobs where you are working directly for a company and they are profiting off of your productivity. You're even going to see that your job effort and your productivity decentralized to the point that the majority of people are freelancers and profiting directly, more directly off their own time, attention, and productivity in terms of the kind of work that you do. So you may be doing the same job. Maybe you're a programmer, maybe you're a tech writer, maybe you're a tutor, maybe you're a teacher. And even these systems like education will become decentralized away from these, for example, in education, instead of centralized schools, you may see individuals in neighborhoods acting as a learning coach in a decentralized education structure. So very, very cool. It's going to start affecting what you do for work, how you work, when you work, where you work. And that is happening right now, and it's already starting, certainly over the next 5 to 10 years. So let's talk about how decentralization and that philosophy is going to affect governments. The really cool thing, and most people just say, we say this about crypto. The great thing about crypto is that it makes politics irrelevant. It makes governments irrelevant, which is why most governments till this point do not like crypto. They do not like crypto. They do not like the blockchains and decentralization that have produced crypto. Now, crypto is just one thing you can do on a decentralized system out of tens of thousands of things you could do on a decentralized system. But it makes governments irrelevant. Why? Because up until 15 years ago, we were dependent on governments to print currency. right? So the U.S. government creates the U.S. dollar. The British government creates the pound. You have the euro. You have the yen, etc. These are produced by governments in a very centralized way and distributed in a very centralized, controlled manner. Decentralized systems create their own currencies in a completely fair and decentralized manner, wherein anybody who is acting as, like in Geode's case, acting as a nominator or a validator in the system is siphoning right off of that fountain of new coin that's being produced every day. That right there is a job in and of itself, a new job that didn't used to exist, and now it does. And you can make an income off that. Now, you can also use that as a wealth-building engine, but countries don't like this, because if the average person could just create their own currency, and they can now, then what is the role of governments in currency and finance? And you see a lot of governments starting to struggle with this question right now. Some of them struggle violently, as the U.S. did for many years, right? Pushing back on it, trying to stop it. They couldn't stop it. So now what are they doing? They're embracing it. And they say, we're going to embrace this in a way that maintains our own relevance. And that is what I recommend for governments to do. You can't stop decentralization. You tried. It didn't work. You can't stop it. You can't stop Bitcoin. You can't stop Geode. You can't stop Ethereum. You can't stop any of them. So what you're going to have to do for any government to maintain relevancy is you're going to have to embrace that in a way that incorporates it into what you're doing. And you're going to have to find government relevancy somewhere other than necessarily currency distribution and finance. Now, I don't think traditional finance is going away. And you could tell me what you think in the comments, but I don't think it's ever going to completely go away. So, for example, I think it's much more likely that you will see traditional finance just take a smaller and smaller role. So you may have more banks closing and decentralized finance taking larger and larger market share. Just like you'll see, you know, Web 2 social media is not going to completely go away. Facebook, LinkedIn, or even marketplaces like Amazon, they're not going to completely go away. It's just that they'll lose market share and decentralized versions will gain market share. And that's going to be pretty exciting to see. So governments, I think, likewise, will lose mind share. Fewer and fewer people will see their government as relevant in their life, and more so see the decentralized systems that they're choosing to participate in as the de facto countries that they live in without having to move. And that's where it's going to go with government. Now, society at large, this is going to be a really interesting effect. Because what happens when you can decentralize anything? What if you can decentralize warehousing? So instead of a big centralized warehouse, individuals are actually offering up rooms in their houses or space in their garages for decentralized warehousing. What if you could decentralize education? Let's go a little bit deeper on that one. What if instead of a centralized school, you instead have in each neighborhood, there are several individual teachers teaching out of their homes, and they each take maybe 10 kids of some specific age that they, you know, are better at working with. Some teachers are better at working with younger kids. Some are better with high schoolers. And your teacher is really an AI on a tablet. And they're just your learning coach, making sure that you're staying on target, that you're getting your work done, that you're progressing, you know, at the rates that you should. That kind of decentralized education, can you imagine? Instead of having to drive your kids to some school and stay in line with them, you just walk them over to the next block where the teacher's house is, and then come get them later. I still think parents are going to need somewhere to drop their kids off so that they can go work and focus on that. But it's also going to, you know, continue the homeschooling trend. And what is homeschooling except extremely decentralized education? And so I think you're going to see a huge increase in the homeschool market, a huge increase in the number of products that I would call AI teachers. And they're starting to come out now, and you're going to see a lot. There are a lot of better ones come out where it's an iPad with an AI on it. That's your teacher. And the child is interacting with that, and it's tracking their progress. And here's the fascinating thing. It's already been proven, and this was an interesting pilot in Africa where they had missed 2 years of school because of pandemics and such. And so they tried. They said, what would happen if we give these kids an AI tutor? And in 6 weeks, it caught them up on 2 years of schooling. Now, that's an extreme case. I'm going to give you that one. That's an extreme case. But even I had a time as a private teacher where I was able to teach homeschooled kids chemistry, calculus, advanced subjects, and we never needed 9 months to do it. Never needed that, because a lot of the time they're spending in school right now is wasted. And so if you remove the wasted time and you make it focused and individualized, you can move a lot faster, which means you can either be ready for college or entrepreneurship or whatever is next for you at a much younger age, or you can learn more by the time you turn 18. So really fascinating stuff. So decentralized warehousing, decentralized education. Imagine everything, right? With apps like Rover, you're already seeing sort of a decentralized, you know, puppy sitting, but it's still centralized, right? You're still seeing this big chunk of money go to a centralized entity. You could decentralize that. What if you took Uber and you decentralized Uber to where there is no middleman taking a cut of the driver's profits? You see where I'm going. Everywhere there's a centralized system that takes a cut of the profits, you can create a decentralized version of that that does not take a cut of the profits but still does the same job. And these are the kinds of things we're building at Geode. We have our own version of Amazon. We have our own social, private messaging. Wow, we have our own version of LinkedIn. You can register your resume, your intellectual property. And in all of them, there's no middleman taking a cut of the profits. And if you look at an ad, you get paid, not someone else. So you can see where this can start to go. This is going to transform societies, neighborhoods, cities. Instead of a large industrial section in a city, what if you had decentralized manufacturing like CubeSpawn? Shout out CubeSpawn, brilliant concept. Every neighborhood has someone with a manufacturing capability in their garage. These are really fascinating. This is what gets me excited. So I can't wait to see where this philosophy of decentralization is going to take us. As a society, it's a lot more power in the hands of the individual, earning potential in the hands of the individual, your time, your attention, your productivity, and you actually get to profit off of it now without giving a piece of that to someone else. And yet, benefiting your neighborhood and your local area immediately and directly. How about disaster response? How about decentralized disaster response? And I've talked about this a little bit some months back after we went through a couple hurricanes back to back. And there's another area, right? How about getting paid to help people after a disaster in your local area? Because it's the individuals that do the work, isn't it? So much potential here. So the philosophy of decentralization is going to vastly change what your life looks like over the next decade. And all in a very, very good way. So let me know what you think. What other ideas do you have? Put them in the comments. And I can't wait to see where you see this going. Thanks for joining me. And I'll see you on Chain.